Welcome everyone to The Enthusiast Life. I am your host, Mark Turcotte. I'm so glad each and every one of you have decided to make me a part of your day. Well, my friends, it is Wednesday, August 11th, 2021. And boy, I just got done watching the first episode of What If, which hopefully you did as well, because today on the show, it is What If Wednesday. That's right. We're going to start breaking down each episode of What If every single week. And so if you haven't watched it yet, do yourself a favor. Go check it out. It's over on Disney Plus. It is absolutely awesome. Like, I totally enjoyed this show so much, and I can just think about where we're going to be going here with all these episodes. It is awesome. But before we get into it here, of course, don't forget you can follow me on Twitter at Mark Turk, at M-A-R-K-T-U-R-C, or of course email the show, theenthusedlife@gmail.com. I would love to know your thoughts on What If, especially this first episode. What did you think? Please let me know. So, first episode, we kind of knew it was going to be kind of the Captain Carter episode. We knew that we were going to kick it off with her becoming the first Avenger, kind of playing off the Captain America First Avenger movie, of course. And, you know, before we even get into the story, I just want to kind of talk about, I think, the presentation of the show in general, too. Man, the animation, we've seen it in the trailers and, you know, had some time to kind of digest this animation style, but it is fantastic. Like, I adore this animation. Like, we've become so accustomed in the Star Wars side of things to the Clone Wars style, which has its very own unique style. But this is like, it's like a 3D look to it, but it also kind of looks real as if there's actually, which I know there's not real people kind of, you know, green screening any of this stuff. But it just really has its own unique style. I almost think like they almost did what like the video game Borderlands does, where it's running in 3D with, kind of full Unreal Engine or kind of whatever's running under the hood. But then they put kind of this hand-painted cartoon style over it. And not that that's what this is, because this is a little bit different than that. But it has its very own unique style that I think is fantastic. And I think it's going to be very inviting to some folks maybe who don't want to watch cartoons. When we said to my, or I said to my family, I'm like, hey, What If's coming out this week? My wife's like, oh yeah, that's that cartoon, right? And I'm like, yeah, but it's not. And now after watching it, I mean, I can't wait to watch this later today with the family. Like, they're going to love this episode, especially the way they make Captain Carter just kick some ass in this episode. You know, seeing her take the serum and just kind of in that moment was awesome. You know, I love that they really played off a lot of the moments that we know from the first Avenger, you know, from that movie and everything. I mean, not only just bringing back the voice actors or the actors to play their roles again. I mean, you know, Haley Atwell, Chris Evans. I mean, hell, even Stanley Tucci is in there, the scientist kind of delivering the serum to him. I mean, they bring everybody back. This was just awesome. And I love that, you know, when the explosion happens in the room when she's getting the serum, that Steve jumps out. You know, Steve running towards danger. Being Steve, that's exactly what Steve Rogers would do, and we get to see him do that. I thought that was awesome, you know. And I love, too, Jeffrey Wright playing the Watcher, which the Watcher was always the one that was kind of over the comic book series. It was kind of the one of, like, you know, what I told. I always mention the one, what if Daredevil killed the Punisher? Like, that's the one book that I know I had a couple other issues of What If, but that's the one that in my head that I always remember just the cover of that. The Watcher was always the one that was kind of the through line through them all. And, Jeffrey Wright plays the Watcher in this. We don't actually see him till kind of the very end. You kind of see him up in the stars. But he's narrating it, especially in the beginning and the end. But he's giving us the moment where things change. And I hope we get that every episode. In this episode, we learn it was when Peggy has said, hey, don't you want to go up in the room and kind of observe? And she's like, no, I want to be down here. That's the moment when things change. That's when the variant happens. You know, I hope we get those moments in every single one of these episodes. I think that would just be awesome to see, because, you know, we learned about the variants in the Loki series, and now, you know, we learn it just could be something so simple. And in this case, it was. It wasn't like Peggy, you know, pushed Steve out of the royal way and hijacked the room and jumped in. No, it was a matter of circumstance where she just happened to be the one on the floor, even to the point where, you know, they're asking her not to be the one to go in. They're trying to get, Howard Stark to be the one to go in. And no, he doesn't want to do it. He's like, I'm not a foot soldier. I'm not going in there. And Peggy's the one that does it. I thought that was great. And even when she's the one that does it, they don't want her, because she's a woman, to be the one on the front lines. But of course, she proves herself when Howard hands her the shield and the, you know, the outfit and says, hey, go do this. And I mean, the action they put Peggy through here in this episode is awesome. And you know what? Of course, we could have had it live action, but you kind of understand now why they did it kind of as this animated show, because they could punch these out much quicker and not have to worry about spending the budget, of course, on, you know, the live actors there and doing all that. But I'm fine with it. Like, with this animation style and the stories that they could potentially tell here, it's awesome, man. Like, they just delivered with this episode, you know. And I love that, you know, kind of how I mentioned, you know, the situation where we kind of see that break of her being on the floor. There were a lot of moments in this episode from the first Avenger, you know, and I bet you we're going to kind of get that through all these moments that we know from the MCU being delivered via this different lens through these different characters. You know, we saw her bust out, you know, Bucky and the crew and, you know, coming out of the room with her, you know, shooting. We see her come flying, you know, into the base with the motorcycle. We see the train, you know, hijacking where Bucky in our world dies, but instead in this case it's Steve, but we find out it's not Steve. And, you know, we keep hearing references to the dance, which by the way, I loved that Steve and Peggy still had kind of that romantic relationship kind of through line through all this, that, you know, she still owed that dance. And, you know, we're left at the end with a cliffhanger of, now that she's, you know, here, she's with in the current day, you know, with Nick Fury, and who I assume maybe was a Hawkeye there at the end, I'm not quite sure. Does she get the dance? You know, I want to know. And then, and I think Matt Clark in our Discord, he's already watched it and was putting messages up. Like, he knows at the end of every single one of these episodes, you're just going to wish that we could continue, you know. Like, right now it's like, okay, I need to see more. Like, give me that series now. Like, now Disney, you set the stage here, just give us the Captain Carter series. I need to see that. I need to see her as the leader of the Avengers. I mean, I think the first episode is Captain Carter, the first Avenger, or what if she was the first Avenger? I need that. I need her as the leader of the Avengers now. Like, we need to see that through line. You know, seeing, you know, Hydra and the Red Skull and, you know, kind of just very, all the similarities of that compared to the first film, was awesome to see, you know, kind of this portal opening up and whatever this thing is coming through with just giant octopus-like tentacles, and for her being able to push it back in and stop it was just great. I mean, you know, her and Steve are very similar where they would run towards danger. You know, you think about how Steve was the perfect choice, but given that moment as well, like, Agent Carter probably could have been just as much. You know, we see her run towards danger just as much as Steve did, you know, as Captain America. I thought that was great. And what a perfect finish where really both of them, I mean, even Steve tries, you know, to push through as well. But of course, the Hydro Stomper runs out of energy, which, by the way, the Hydro Stomper is awesome. I'm calling it the Mark One now in my book, as essentially being, you know, the first Iron Man suit. And, you know, would love to see, where did that go? You know, where does after Peggy's gone, obviously we know she comes back in present day, but where is the Hydro Stomper and what has become of that, you know, kind of throughout? Like, if Howard Stark built that then, with all those years of technology and that kind of being a thing that early on, what is the Iron Man suit now that Peggy's out nearly 70 years later? Like, what does that suit look like? Sure, we think of where Tony's able to take it in a short amount of time. Where would Howard Stark have been able to take it given 70 years? Like, what would that suit look like in the current day? Who knows? So I hope we get something out of that. You know, I don't know. You know, I would almost hope that it'd be cool if Marvel did kind of like a spinoff, kind of playing off these universes, kind of like, you know, like a four shots or like a one shot, you know, kind of diving more into this. But I have a feeling, like Matt said, we're going to be feeling this every single week, just wanting more from these universes. But overall, absolutely loved this episode. I think it's great. You know, I don't know if every episode we're going to be able to kind of dive deep and pick apart everything and speculate, because it's a one and done, right? Which I like. I think, you know, it's okay to have stories like that. I mean, you get one shot comic books all the time anyways. And had this been a comic, it probably would have been a 3-4 issue run. You know, this wouldn't have been a third, because it was, what, 30 minutes, I think, was the run. It was 33, I think, but, of course, with opening and credits, you're looking at, what, 27, 28 minutes of kind of meat to the story. I thought it was perfect, and I'm here for it. Just, you know, I know it's going to be like, man, we want more, but that's the point of the What If series. Like, what if and they tease that little carrot at the end of the stick. Like, there's always something to think about and kind of come away with and just have fun talking about. You know, what if Agent Carter jumps out and, you know, the threat of Thanos is still there? And, you know, how is she able to lead the Avengers? What does that look like? You know, does she still, you know, do some of the same things that Steve does, some of the same sacrifices, which, I mean, we kind of saw that in this, but, you know, there's a lot there. And what does Steve look like? Did Steve maybe go on to kind of, instead of be Hydro Stomper, follow the path of Carter, you know, and still kind of continue to be with S.H.I.E.L.D.? Or does the Hydro Stomper go on multiple missions for S.H.I.E.L.D.? Like, you know, there's so many things you could talk about here. I think it's great. So what a way to start the series off. And I think the series, if you haven't watched it, if you're hesitant to even watch it again, you know, and I hate to say it, but some people, like my wife, are hesitant because it's a cartoon. Do not be that way at all. Watch this show. If you're an MCU fan, this show is great. Well, guys, that's going to do it for me here today. We'll be back tomorrow. And, of course, don't forget Friday, we're going to be breaking down the finale of Season 1 of Star Wars, The Bad Batch. Man, I can't wait after the end of that last episode, part one of the finale. It's going to be awesome. So, as always, let me know what you thought of the What If episode here this week. Hit me up on Twitter at Mark Turk, at MarkTurc. Or, of course, you can email the show at theenthuselife@gmail.com. So, until then, everybody, have a great rest of your day, and we'll catch you next time.